Okay, we are on page Samach. Learned a few lines of here. Okay, six lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara is saying what you say when you go into a bathhouse, the tefillah. Middle of the line, six lines from the bottom. So Gemara asks, now, kinafik may emir, when a person goes out of the bathhouse, what does he say? Amr Ravacha Ravacha said, Meidani lefanacha Hashem alakai, I thank you Hashem, Shitzaltani min ha'er, that you saved me from the fire, because the bathhouses were very hot. So he said, thank Hashem that he saved me from the fire. So the Gemara says a story. Rababu olabei, he went into a bathhouse. Avchis bei bani mitusi. The floor of the bathhouse gave way from underneath him. Push it opened up. Yisrachat shlinis, a miracle happened. Kamal amuda, he was left standing on a pillar. Shazav meir v'chad gavre be'achad avri, and he saved 101 men with his limb. Like we said, each one held on to another one. He held on to one, held on to one, and held on to one. So it says, Haino d'Ravacha, this is what Ravacha was speaking about before, that the person should give a tefillah when he leaves the bathhouse, because things could have happened like that.
So the bathhouse was until the water comes from the
I don't know how they worked. Obviously, they're higher up. They're higher up, and whatever. It could have been dangerous. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Hanichnas lak is dam. If one goes into bloodletting, like they used to do in the olden times, the way they used to cure people is by taking out blood. Mm-hmm. So he says, Yeratum afanach Hashem alakai, shi'eisig zeh, that this is a geshef, this business that I'm doing with this bloodletting, should be a little fuah for health, v'tepo'eni, and I should become healed.
And you're not allowed to let blood.
Well, in the olden times, that's what they did. Because that was the way they cured people in the olden times. Sure. Kikel reifin neman ata, because you are a faithful doctor, or ferotcha emes in your fua is truth. So he says, why? Fishin darkes shel bnei adam lerapis. Because really, this is what the Gemara is saying here, really you shouldn't be seeking medical attention. Because you should trust completely in Hashem. Mm-hmm. But, Elashanago, but this is what people do. So therefore, you really have to, so to speak, praise Hashem that he is the real doctor, because really you shouldn't be going to a doctor. But the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Leileme Inishachi, a person should not say this. That, you know, really I shouldn't be going to a doctor, but I'm going. He says, why? The Tanevei Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel said, that you're supposed to provide payment for the healing. In other words, if you hurt somebody, in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah says, you have to pay the doctor bills. So he says, from here, the doctors are given permission to heal. So you can't say it's really wrong going to a doctor, but people do it anyway. The Torah says you should go to the doctor. Okay, then the Gemara says, what do you say? That's the prayer you say before the bloodletting. What tefillah do you say after the bloodletting? So he said, in other words, before you pray that it should be good. Afterwards, you thank Hashem that you got out of it. So he says, Amar Ravacha Baruch Refichinam, blessed is Hashem who is the free healer, meaning who heals the sick. So the Gemara says, Hanichnas lebeis hakisei, if one goes into a bathroom, what does he say to the angels that come together with him? The Gemara says, whenever a person goes, angels are walking with him. So he says, so now, Lucheda, do you want the angels to go into the bathroom with you? Because it's not nice. It's not respectful. So he says, you say to the angels, his kabdom, mechubadim, noble ones, be honored, kadeshim, holy ones, mishar si elyon, who are serving Hashem, to nu kavad lalakei Yisrael. Give honor to Hashem, harpo me many, get away from me. You know, loosen yourself from me. Until I go into the bathroom, and I'll do what I have to do, and I'll come back to you. So basically, the Gemara says, you tell the angels, please wait outside. It's not respectful for you, as servants of Hashem, to go into the bathroom. So wait until I come back. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, you shouldn't say that. Why? If you tell them to wait outside, they might leave you. They might go away. Elema, you should say, Shimruni, Shimruni, watch me, watch me. Ezruni, Ezruni, help me, help me. Samchuni, Samchuni, assist me, assist me. Hamtinuli, Hamtinuli, wait, wait. Achikon is ve'etze, until I go in and out. Shetinkin dark of Shabbanei Adam, because that's the way of people, that you have to wait for somebody going to the bathroom. And as he told the angels, don't feel bad that you have to wait, because people wait for one another when they go to the bathroom. So therefore, you try to make it in a way that is less disrespectful. He brings on over here an interesting thing, that you know in Shalom Aleichem Friday night, you say Shalom Aleichem, Berechem Hashem Baruch, and then you say Tzeichem Shalom, get out. So he says, some people say, you don't say Tzeichem Shalom, it's not a nice angel, you say hello, goodbye. There's an answer from the Rebbe, well, how do you say Tzeichem Shalom so fast? At the end of the meal, you should say Tzeichem Shalom. You know, already before Kiddush, you say hello, goodbye. So the Rebbe said, because angels, it teaches us, angels' time is so precious, we don't want to keep them. So we tell them, come, and now you could leave. You came, now you can please go and do what you have to do. L'shalom, go peacefully to what you have to do. Okay, kinafik, when a person leaves the bathroom, what does he say? Baruch ha-sheyotze sa'adam b'chachma, this is the bracha that we say, ha-sheyotze. Blessed is Hashem, who formed a person with wisdom, uvarivein, nekavim, created with him many openings, chalulim, many cavities, it's obvious and known before you, Hashem. If one of them would be opened up, or one of them would be closed up or blocked, would be impossible to stand before you. This is not in our nusach, because there's a lot of versions in the Gemara. But we say, we wouldn't be able to stand even in 1 second. So then the Gemara says, "My chasim, how do you end the bracha?" Amar Rav, Rav says, "Reifei chaylim, blessed is Hashem who heals the sick." So Amar Shmuel, "Koshevinu Abba l'kula alma katsira." Abba, meaning Rav, made everybody sick. Every time you say the bracha, you say, "Blessed is Hashem who heals the sick." That means you're sick. Mm-hmm. What do you make everybody healthy that's sick? What you say is, El Reifi Chol Basim, who heals all flesh. Rav Sheisha Samar, Mafli Lasis, who does wonders. Amar Rav Papa says, Hilkach Nemrunin L'Tavar, we say both, Reifi Chol Basar, or Mafli Lasis. That's the end of the bracha. It says over here, why did he call him Abba? Why did he call him Abba if his name was, well, there's a whole Shaila, what was his name? Some people say, and there's different opinions in the Rishonim, some people say Rav's real name was Abba. That was his real name. But they called him Rav because just like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was called Rabbi in Eretz Yisrael because he was the leader. So in Bavel, they didn't call people Rabbi, they called him Rav. So therefore, they called Rav, but his real name was Abba. Other Mefarshim learn that no, because Rav was older than Shmuel. They were friends, but Rav was much older than Shmuel, so Shmuel called him out of respect. He called him father. Mm-hmm. Abba. Mm-hmm. The whole question, what was his name?
It's not Abba. It's not a father.
He's like a spiritual father. Because he was older, so he gave him respect to come like father. Okay, then the Gemara says, "Anichnas lishen al mitasik." If somebody's going to sleep at night, before you go to sleep at night, what do you say? So the Gemara says, you say from Shema until Vahoyim Shemaya. You know, you say the first paragraph of Shema. Not everybody does that. We say the first three passages, paragraphs of Shema. Until Vahayim Shemaya, and then you say the bracha of Amapil. But the Gemara has a different version, a little bit, much different version. It says Baruch Amapil Chav Leshen Aleinai. Blessed is you, Hashem, who casts sleep upon my eyes. usnuma and slumber alafapoya my eyelids, umer liishin basoyin, you will illuminate the pupil of the eye. That means when you go to sleep, your pupils can't see, it's darkened. So he says, and when one wakes up in the morning, and they wake up, so therefore the eyes become like lit up. So he says, we thank Umer liishin basoyin, you're going to illuminate my eyes. May it be the will of Hashem that I should go to sleep peacefully and give me my share in your Torah. In fact, they ask a question, how does I get into sleep? You're not learning Torah when you sleep. So you bring down from the Tzlach, from the Neid of Yehuda says, because really, a person is supposed to learn day and night. But when you sleep, it's not your fault that you're not learning. You just can't. So he's telling Hashem, I want you to know this, that I'm not learning Torah now is because I can't, because I'm sleeping. But we mentioned Torah as if to put that I don't want to leave the Torah when I sleep. In addition to this, it says an interesting thing in Svarim, that people that learn a lot, and they have questions remaining during the day, when they go to sleep and the neshama goes upstairs, the questions get answered. V'sargileinu lidei mitzvah, you should accustom me to do mitzvahs. V'al targileinu lidei aveda, do not accustom me to do avedas. V'al tevienu, don't bring me leili dei chet, to one type of aveda, v'leili dei avin, and it's worst type of aveda. V'leili dei nisayin, don't bring me to any tests. V'leili dei bizayin, and not to any challenges, or to be shamed. V'yishli b'yetzatev, the yetzatev should control me. By Yishli be Yetzahara, the Yetzahara should not control me. V'satzileini, and you should save me. Be pegged off from bad happenings. Mechaloyim Raim, from terrible diseases. V'yivahaluni chalem Yisroim, and I should not be disturbed by bad dreams. V'irhurim Raim, and bad thoughts. V'teimi tosi shlema lefanacha, and my bed should become perfect before you. In other words, I shouldn't waking up middle of the night with nightmares and all that. V'hoyer einai, and wake me up in the morning, pen ishan amavis, that I shouldn't die in my sleep. Baruch atah Hashem, hameir la'ilam kulei b'chvaydi, blessed is Hashem, who illuminates the entire world with His glory. This is what the bracha. Obviously we don't say this, we say it much different. I mean, our text is completely different.
Most of it is like the morning brachas.
A lot of it has to do with the morning brachas, yeah. In fact, the Gemara is not going to say now. That's what you say when you go to sleep. So you say Shema and Amapil. Ki Messiah, when you wake up in the morning, what do you say? Alakai Neshama Shinasatabi, the Hashem, the Neshama that you gave me, Tehedahi, it's pure. Ata Yitzatabi, you formed it in me. Ata Nefachtabi, you breathed it into me. Vata Meshamar Bekibi, you watch it within me. Vata Osid Litla Mimani. And you're going to take it away from me when the person passes away. And give it back to me. When Mashiach comes, it'll be Tchias HaMesim. So you're going to give me back the Neshama. Kozman she Neshama b'kibi, as long as the Neshama is in my midst. Meidani lefanach Hashem alekai v'alekai avisai. I thank you Hashem, the God of my fathers. Ribein kol elam, the master of the whole world. Adain kol HaNesham is the master of all souls. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed is Hashem. Hamachze Neshamas of God and Mesim, blessed you who restores Neshamas to back to dead bodies. Yeah, so basically, no, we're saying more. Well, we're not only we're saying Tchias HaMesim. See, it's interesting, the way we say it. Lefkad Mesim means no. Now, when we wake up, the body is dead. Mm-hmm. And we wake up, it's a form of Tchias HaMesim. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we say "Meidani lefanecha shechzarta b'nishmasi." It's a hint for Tchias HaMesim. But according to our text, which is according to Kabbalah, the bottom of six, we say "Neshama shenasata b'tehedahi ata verasa ata yitzata tanfachta b'," because that's the four worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Nasiya. Atzilus is tehedahi, pure. Because Atzilus comes in with Eitzel, near. Then Barasa, the Bria, Yitzart is Yitzira. Ata Nefachtabi, you blew it into me. That's the world of Asiya. So this is the Neshama coming down from Atzilus all the way into our body. And that we say the Eibishter is going to watch it and so on. In the time of the Gemara, they didn't say Meidani. When they woke up in the morning before Negel Vassar, they said Alakai Neshamish Nesatabi. And they were so great, even before they washed Negel Vassar, they were able to say Hashem's name. Now that the generations are much lower, after the time of the Gemara, we say Meidani first. Why? Because Meidani doesn't have any mention of Hashem's name in it. That's the simple meaning. Chassidus explains, the Rebbe explains in Kuntas and Yonah Shoteris Chassidus, when he explains about Chassidus, he explains that Meidani is the submission of the Jew to God, giving himself over to Hashem, that no impurity could touch. That's the Pintal Yid, that gives himself over to Hashem, that even if you're impure, it doesn't matter. And that's why a person can say it even before Negel Vassar. But in time of the Gemara, they used to say L'kai Neshama right away, as soon as they woke up, before Negel Vassar. And they didn't say Meida Ani, because
everybody was so great.
Basically.
To mention God's
basically.
Name.
Yep.
Old people.
Right. That's what it was. And in fact, the Gemara says, Amitesis quotes over here, when you say the bracha v'ashiyotze that we learned before, we finish the bracha reifei chobasar, the healer of all flesh, umafli lasis and does wonders. So Tesis learns, what does it mean? Because it says in the Medrash, that the Medrash says, ki gadol ata, the Pasuk says, you are great and you do wonders. He says, a person makes a barrel for wine, if it says, if there's a tiny hole, the size of a needle head, the whole wine gets spoiled. And yet the person has holes all over the body, and nothing and the wind goes in and doesn't spoil it. So it's wondrous things of God. In Chassidus it says, in Chassidus explains, that Reifei Chobos and Mafli Lasis is the wonders that Hashem connects Ruchnius and Gashmius. That he can connect Gashmi, put the neshama, which is spiritual, into a body, which is physical. So that's mamish wondrous.
Makes a person to breathe inside the air. Otherwise he couldn't live.
Yeah, but he says that the air doesn't go out of him. He says, when you have a slight hole in a barrel, all the smell of the wine goes out. And by a person, even though there's a hole, it doesn't let the, it's neshama out. The neshama doesn't leave. It keeps the ruach in it. So that's the wonders that Hashem does. That's the wonders that Hashem does. Then the Gemara says, now the Gemara is explaining all the brachas that we say in the morning. You know, Anesan Lasech Vivina, all these brachas, the Gemara is explaining. Now, in the time of the Gemara, they didn't say it like we say them today. The Gemara said each bracha when it happened. When you heard the rooster, you said, Anesan Lasech Vivina. When it happened. In fact, the Gemara is going to say this now. The Gemara says, Kishama Kel Tanagoyla. When you hear the rooster, you say, blessed is the Hashem who gave the rooster the understanding to differentiate between day and night. Tesis over here says, what happens if you don't hear the rooster? In LA, nobody hears the rooster in the morning. So Tesis says, even if you didn't hear the rooster, you say the bracha anyway. Because what is the bracha basically? That there's a difference between day and night, and we are also able to see the difference between day and night. But the rooster is the one that announces it, you know.
You have to watch to be able to see that.
Yeah, but Tesis says that the bracha is lahavchana ala nos ha'era, because a time ago the rooster is the one that realizes the difference. Tesis says, so therefore, and that's the halacha, by the way, because the cheder, how can you say the bracha today? We don't hear roosters. We don't live in a farm. The answer is because when day comes, you could do it. Kipasach Eina, when he opens up his eyes, he says, Baruch Hashem Bekech Ivrim. That he opens the eyes of the blind. Because at night you're blind, you can't see. In the morning, you open up your eyes. Kisaritz V'yosef, when he straightens up and sits up, he says, Baruch Matir Asurim. blessed who releases the bond. Because when you're sleeping, you're bound up, so to speak. And now you're able to sit up, and so you say that bracha. When he gets dressed, kilavush, when he gets dressed, Lame should say, Malbisharum, who closes the naked. Kizakiv, when he stands straight, he should say the bracha, Zekiv Kfufim, who straightens the bent ones. Kinachas La'ada, when he lights upon the floor, meaning when he goes down to the floor, he should say, Abarach Reika Adar Salamayim, who spread the heaven over the waters, that you're able to separate. What did the heavens do? He made the dry land, that it should be, that you can step on the ground. So that's the bracha you say. Kimazge, when you start walking, you say, Baruch HaMeichen Mitzadei Gavir. Blessed is Hashem, who strengthens the footsteps of man. So you're able to walk, you say that bracha. Kimisayim Misano, when you put on your shoes, you say, Sha'asali Kotzarki, that he provides every need for me. Now, why? Because when you're, David Raham says, when you wear shoes, you're able to walk around and get done what you have to. If you don't wear shoes, you can't walk outside. You can't get done what you need. So therefore, we say the bracha sha'asili kol tzarki. That's why on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you don't say this bracha because you're not allowed to wear shoes. And shoes basically are leather shoes. Especially in the olden times, they didn't have these types of plastic shoes or whatever, rubber shoes, so they didn't wear shoes at all. Ki asir hamena, when he fastens his belt, or, like you bring the other opinion, say when you put on your pants, you say, Baruch Eze Yisrael Begvura, blessed of Hashem, who ties the Eden with strength. Because like he says, also from the Avodram, he brings down, a warrior puts on his belt, and therefore the belt signifies might. So you're able to have might. He parted Sudra Reishi, when he puts a cloth upon his head, covers his head, he says, Baruch Eitu Yisrael B'Sefara, blessed are you who crowns Hashem at Eden with splendor. Tevza says, Tevza says this is any covering and all these things. Tevza says it's only when you benefit from it. In other words, if you're still in bed, you shouldn't say all these brachas. Kimate b'tzitzis, when you put on your tzitzis or your talis, you say Asher k'tshan mitzvayis tzivana l'sati v'tzitzis. You wrap ourselves in the tzitzis, and that's why on a talis cotton you don't say l'sati because you don't wrap yourself with it. A talis gold you wrap yourself with like a blanket. You wrap yourself. Kimaniach tefillin adare, when you put on your hand tefillin, you say Asher k'tshan b'mitzvayis v'tzivana laniach tefillin. Areishi, when you put it on your head, says she kachanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu on mitzvahs tefillin. Okay, here.
It's about you don't say it.
Why do I say that? That's why it's a bracha on this.
Huh?
Why don't say mitzvah?
Why do we? Why we don't? We don't say. One second. Okay, Taisus over here discusses this. Taisus says, because that's the whole machlekes, what is the interpretation of the Gemara over here? Okay? Now Taisus says, if you see the bottom Taisus on the side over here, Taisus says, Kiven tetchilas anachase bezrei, because when you, So at the beginning, Taisus says, Asher k'tshan mitzvei tzvan aliniach tefillin. Taisus says, Kiven tetchilas anachase bezrei, the fact that you start putting it on, you put it on the hand first, because that's the order in the Chumash. The Torah says, "Ukshartem la'is al yadecha," time for a sign on your hand, and then bein einecha, between your eyes. So yesh levarach laniach, aval b'shorosh. But when you put on the head, you can't make lahaniach because you're already putting on. You put on the hand. So what do you do on mitzvahs tefillin? Okay, now, then he quotes the Gemara in Akeim. It's in Menachis. The Gemara says, "Amar leisach." If you didn't talk between the hand and the head, you didn't talk at all, mevarich achas, you only make one bracha. Sach, mevarich shtayim. If you talked, you make two. Now the Gemara has this expression in Menachos, not here. The Gemara says, if you didn't talk, you make one. If you talked, you make two. Now that's open for interpretation. What does it mean? You can learn two ways. It means, what does the Gemara say? If you talk, I'm sorry, if you didn't talk, you say one. If you talk, you say two. Now, what does that mean? If you talk between the hand and the head, does it mean you make two on the head? Or do you make a second bracha on the head? Or does it mean, if you didn't talk, you only make one? Does that mean, if you didn't talk, you only make one on the hand and not on the head? Or does it mean you make one more on the head instead of two? Mm-hmm. So it's open to interpretation of the Rishonim. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole argument. Do you make one on the hand and two on the head? Or one in one? So that's why you have the different opinions. No, I'm talking about the tefillin. No. Well, and the small tzitzis you do. We don't, because when you say this, it includes both. But unmarried people that don't wear a talis, so when they put on their tzitzis, they say mitzvah tefillin. Mitzvah tzitzis. They can't say lisati, but when we do lisati, the bracha covers both. Yeah. And that's what Tosfos learns, that on the shorosh, you make a mitzvah tefillin. But if you talked, Tosfos says you make two brachas on the head. Other Yishenim write, if you talk, you only make one brach on the head. There's a whole argument. That's right. By the way, a lot of people that say two brachas, one on the hand, one on the head, when they finish the head, they say Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Olam Vod, in case it's a bracha in vain. Because according to many opinions, one bracha can go for both, the Gemara means. That's the way they interpret the Gemara, that one bracha goes for both. If one bracha goes for both, then how can you make a second bracha on the head? This, that the Gemara says you make a second bracha on the head, is only if you talked. But if you didn't talk, you have one bracha. So even those that make two brachas, they say Baruch Shem, because if it's in vain, it's like they're appeasing Hashem.
You have to have kavanah by shaliyat, that the yoitz is on the bracha on the rosh.
The what?
You have to make up a kavanah when putting in the shaliyat.
That it goes on the rosh too.
Rosh too.
Yeah. Right.
Then, well, because you talk, you don't have the kavanah.
Yeah, but normally the assumption is that you have the kavanah for both, you know, you're doing both together.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's the reason you don't talk about between Shalosh and Shaliyat Shalosh.
Right. So the whole argument in the Rishonim, and then according to Kabbalah, what you do, you know, but the whole argument is what the Gemara exactly means. Mm. With the one and the two and...
Mm. That's the reason that Mr. Magdum is saying...
Two brachas and the... Right. Because the question is how you learn the Gemara, how you interpret the Gemara. Taisa says, what happens if you only put on the head tefillin? Let's see, God forbid you don't have a hand, either hand. So then you only put on the head. Because the Gemara says, it's not like lulav and esrig, where you have four things. If you're missing one, you have none. Right? You can't make a bracha.
How can you put it on the head?
Somebody puts it on.
Oh, somebody.
So, yeah, like you help, you know, if somebody nabachit. So sometimes, Tosfos says, according to Tosfos, if you just put on the head tefillin, you make two brachas.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying if you don't put on the shoyad, you'd put laniach tefillin and al mitzvahs tefillin. Because Tosfos learned, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the tefillin shorosh is the main tefillin of the two. Mm-hmm. That's why it's holier. The head tefillin is holier because you got the shins on it, and you have four boxes, mm-hmm. while the hand only has one. That's why there's a din, because the head tefillin is holier than the hand tefillin. There's a rule in halacha, you can only go up in Kedusha, you can't go down. Yeah. For instance, you can't take the straps of your head tefillin and use them for the hand tefillin. Because then you're going down in Kedusha.
Yeah.
Then you're going down. Mm-hmm. You take the hand straps and use them for the head, because you're going up. Mm-hmm. But if you take a holier thing and make it less holy, you can't do it. Everybody says, by the way, the head tefillin is holier than the hand tefillin. The interesting argument in halacha is, from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam, which one's holier? Can you take Rashi straps and use them for Rabbeinu Tam or vice versa? According to Halacha, Rashi is the Halacha. That's why the Halacha is Rashi. If you want to be more careful, you put on Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Halacha, Rashi is holier than Rabbeinu Tam. According to Kabbalah, Rabbeinu Tam is holier than Rashi. So it's reverse. According to Kabbalah, Rashi is the intellect of Bina, and Rabbeinu Tam is the intellect of Chochma. So Rabbeinu Tam is holier than Rashi. The question is, the difference is halachically is the order of the parshis. You know, that's the whole difference, is what is the order of the parshis and the tefillin.
But the parshis is the same.
Some people do. Some svardim.
Really?
Yeah. The Gemara says there's room in the hand and the head to put on two pairs of tefillin. There's a guy in the shul once, you know, many years ago, a Sephardic Chacham, from wherever he was, Israel, I think. They have little tefillin, smaller ones, and they put not here and here, because you need to have it in the middle. But they put one here and one right behind it. Because the place of the tefillin is from the middle of the head to here. So you technically have room for two pairs of tefillin, not if they're massive. So if they're smaller ones...
Oh, that's what they had on small.
Yeah, one here and one here.
Didn't the Rebbe wear four?
Rebbe wore four, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But not the same time. No! It's like we wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, so he put on afterwards. Yeah, the Gemara says, Yash Mokim Barash, Laniach Shnei Zugit Tefillin.
So the Rebbe makes a bracha all the
time? No, your bracha is only on Rashi. Right. It says, the Rebbe writes in Minhagim, that it's proper that you should put on Rabbeinu Tam right after Rashi, that the bracha of Rashi also goes for the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. But technically, even if not, you only make a bracha on Rashi.
You have to have a kavanah to put in.
No, I mean, if you know you're putting on Rabbeinu Tam, the kavanah is really automatically there.
As soon as you take off Rashi, you put on Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
You don't wait in between.
Right. But if you didn't, doesn't matter. You put it on anyway.